Hi guys, it's Leela here with the 125th episode of Common Sense Podcast on leelawinston.com, and I'd like to thank you guys so much for tuning in to this special broadcast on Wednesday. As you guys know, Common Sense is going to be moving around for the end of March and a little bit into April, as we've got a lot going on over here. I also want to invite you to follow me on social media. My handle across the web is Leela_Winston, and that is a great way for you to get in contact with me via social media. That's pretty much my handle everywhere. Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter at leelawinston.com, and that's LEELAWIN as in Nancy, STON, again, is in nancy.com. And if you click on the link just below the photo gallery, you can actually sign up there. I have a new article out today. Well, actually, it's been out since Monday, and it is about the trade war that's going on. It's kind of a big deal. So I think you guys should give that a read. It's a very interesting sort of analysis and sort of breakdown of kind of, you know, how we're kind of moving toward that. So definitely give it a read. You can definitely leave feedback below the article. And definitely if you are also looking for media support, I'd be happy to help you guys with that. As you guys know, I'm a media strategist. I'm also a journalist and professional writer, and I'd be happy to help you with your next endeavor. Whether you are an entrepreneur, small business, a medium enterprise, or even if you are a Fortune 500 company, I would be happy to help you. We can have a conversation. If you go to leelawinston.com/solutions, you can actually sign up for a free 15-minute consultation, or you can request to ask some information about kind of what it is that I do. So let's just go ahead and jump right into today's broadcast. It's kind of a news roundup, but not quite. Basically, I think we really should think about, you know, this new trade war that's going on, but I think that we need to look at it in the context of more than it just being a trade war between China and the United States. I think we need to understand how these changes are actually going to affect us as entrepreneurs, as business people, as career professionals, as students, as citizens of our respective nations. I think it's important to understand how that works and how we can cash in on what happens. I think a lot of times when things change, when there's some kind of crisis, most people kind of go into turtle mode. You know, they kind of just put their head in their shell and they try to brace for the impact. And while I think that's great, there's also this possibility that you can ride the wave right on into shore. And I think that's something I want to encourage you, as you're looking at that article, I want you to think a little bit more creatively about how you can find opportunity. I think sometimes when we see a lot of chaos, we often think, well, you know, large entities or large systems are kind of changing or breaking, or there's some sort of chaos that's developing within that system. Well, you have to understand that wherever there is some sort of chaos developing in a system, that's opening up an opportunity for someone. And that's something that you have to absolutely see, whether you're in business or whether you are in any part of your life. You know, chaos doesn't always, it's not always a bad thing when things change. And I think it's really important and critical to see where you can fit into that. I mean, for instance, if you even just look at the trade war between the United States and China, what's going on there in terms of the U.S. levying $60 billion in tariffs against China, you really have to stop and think about, what does that mean in terms of agriculture? You know, where will China turn to in terms of agriculture? If you are a country or a state or something that provides agriculture, this is an opportunity for you. You know what I mean? You have to start looking at things as opportunities. Another thing that I mention in the article that I think is really salient is the fact that the United States is on track to become the number one oil producer in the world. Now, think about that. In the past, the U.S. has done pretty much everything to get their on oil, and that's kind of crazy. But today we're actually seeing an opportunity or a period in which the U.S. may be supplying oil to pretty much everyone and may really have a level of satiety when it comes to oil. And so we may not see the kinds of, you know, interactions that, you know, the U.S. had with other states because it no longer has that need for oil. And what does that mean for oil producing nations? What does that mean for the UAE? What does that mean for Nigeria? What does that mean for Angola? What does that mean for Venezuela? You know, you really have to stop and think about what that's going to mean. How does that mean that these nations are going to have to pivot in terms of oil production? That doesn't mean that oil isn't necessary in other areas, of course, but it does mean there may be a need for a change, you know. And I think that, you know, Buhari of Nigeria, the president of Nigeria, I think he's having, you know, a bit of a vision in terms of looking at agriculture and pivoting the economy. And I think there's so many areas of African economies that really need to develop, and they really need to start developing ASAP. Like, there's, you know, the government, I feel personally, should just be funding, you know, every one of its citizens in whatever industry that it can support. You know, really, that's something that happened here in the United States. A lot of people don't want to talk about that. They talk about bootstrapping and, you know, a lot of, you know, do this on your own and capital on your own. Well, that's not really the way it happened here in the United States. You know, even in terms of agriculture, we opened agricultural colleges. We made, you know, the education free. We had land grants. We gave people land absolutely free. You know, there's so many areas where the United States really supported certain industries and gave them opportunities, you know, really just kind of like, you know, dirt and stick industries that really grew into empires. And I think that's something that across the board in terms of developing economies that we really need to look at. So a trade war, regardless of where it's going on or whether it's a worldwide sort of situation, there's still opportunity there. And if you're an entrepreneur, you really need to take off your panic hat and put on your thinking cap and say, okay, how can I benefit from this opportunity? I believe that, you know, in any instability, even if it's in your own life, there is an opportunity there for you to do something different, something great, something wonderful. Just because some one thing falls away doesn't mean there isn't something absolutely amazing coming up on the horizon. And I'm an absolute believer in that. And I mean, you know, I think that's why I really like that quote, you know, that perpetual optimism is a force multiplier, because where someone else will say, well, you know, I can't believe this happened to me. You know, I really had all my money and all my ducks in a row and all my eggs in one basket, and I thought this was going to be great. Someone else is going to look at that and say, you know what? I'm going to make this into something else. And you really need to do that, especially if you're an entrepreneur or even if you're just a regular individual, because things may change. You know, like I've talked about before, and you can really kind of read this in the article, because the article kind of hints at the currency changes that are going to be coming. I think you guys really need to keep your eyes open for that, because when the currency changes, guys, like the whole world is going to change. But I really think you need to open your eyes to that. If currency turns over, if things change, we may have new players in the game. We may have new leadership, you know, in the world economy. So it's really important for you as an individual to really kind of think about ways that you can work to your advantage to sort of position yourself in the right place. You really may need to reposition yourself. And I think that's really what life is about. It's about repositioning yourself and going after what it is that you really want in life. And I totally believe that. I mean, you know, my motto is kind of like, well, what else are you going to do in life? You know, don't stop reaching for your dream. And then, you know, a lot of people are like, well, just stop reaching for your dream. You know, things have changed, something else. Why? What else are you going to do with your life? why not try to become an industry giant? I don't understand why not. You know, is it better to just sit down and, you know, start your knitting? No, I don't think so. I think you need to keep pushing. And I really want to kind of push that forward. I really think that you should really take in as much information and news as you can. If you guys know, I'm always curating information and news on my Twitter account, which is Leela_Winston. You guys, if you're not following me, you definitely should. I'm getting news like way ahead of a lot of other publications. And if you really want to stay up on what's going on in the world, definitely follow me. Also, you know, subscribe to my blog. It's a great way to figure out some things. You know, I'm always thinking about, you know, the future and business and just lots of things. And, you know, from time to time, I touch on some social issues, on, you know, some personal issues, love, relationships. Once in a while, I do that. But this is it's really important for us to kind of really think about, you know, how the world is changing and how we fit into that equation. And I try to offer some context there. I think that's really important. And it's really important to kind of have that context, not just in terms of the big players. A lot of times when you're watching the news, like CNN and the BBC and things like that, they're talking about kind of larger players, not really looking at what's going to happen to you on the ground. Say, for instance, if you're living in Nigeria and America becomes the top oil producing nation in the world, what is that going to mean for your economy when your oil is no longer as valuable as it used to be? Because you have to know the United States is the number one buyer in Nigeria in terms of oil. So what is that going to mean for your industry? If you're in the oil industry in Nigeria, you need to start thinking about what you're going to do next if that industry tanks. You know, it's really trying to kind of think about how this is going to impact you. So guys, in the future, I'm really going to try to also bring it down to like the individual level, so you can see how some larger movements and changes could really affect your life every day. And also how that you can really sort of get into the chaos and find an opportunity there. Life is constantly changing. Just because it's changing, just because it may be chaotic, doesn't mean that that isn't an opportunity for you. So guys, I thank you so much for tuning into this late broadcast. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow me on social media and read my latest blog at lelawinston.com. And if you'd like to write for me, definitely contact me at lelawinston.com and let's have a conversation. I would love to help you with your next project. You can get a free 15-minute consultation, so don't forget to sign up there too. Guys, have a great week ahead, and thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.